Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and we again thank you and praise you for the great God that you are. We recognize your omnipotence. We also recognize your loving kindness, God. We just pray that you would just help us to share that with others. Help us to be always ready to share your witness, God. We pray for those that we know need your helping healing hand, and there's several, God, that we know that need to be comforted. And we pray, God, that you just be with them, just lift them up to you. We want to pray for wisdom today. Pray that you would just give us guidance and strength and courage to make the decisions to be pleasing to you in all those decisions that we make. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. White, if you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, December 4th, 2017, 9:06 a.m. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 447-524 through 447-606, and there are three transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes for November 27th and November 30th.
Move to approve previous minutes, November 27th and November 30th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is there any executive on those? I don't think there was.
No. Oh, yes, there is. We have also executive session minutes for November 27th.
That's right. Move to approve executive session minutes for November 27th, 2017.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Board appointments. We have 911 advisory and park board appointments. For the 911 advisory board, we have an application of Mr. Doug Baker, who
he's on the
term expires December 31st, 2017, and it's a 3-year term.
Kathy's here.
Huh?
What? I think Tammy's here to speak on that.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I just am here if you have any questions.
I know whenever they set the board up, they tried to mimic the board that would be created if the tax went through, so that we'd have it already be in line with the statute, right?
Correct.
So he was the
citizen representative.
Okay.
There's two citizen representatives in place. Should we ever have a sales tax in place?
It'll automatically, like I said, follow the statute. So
yes.
And I don't have a problem with Mr. Baker being on the board. I know with that being that position and being a citizen, do we want to look at other applications, let people know that we're accepting applications for it, or do we want to?
We should have had two applicants. There was
there two others?
There was one. We have two openings, or two that were expiring at the end of 2017. Chris
right.
Gott and Doug Baker, and Chris told me he applied on Friday.
Oh, so on this last Friday?
Yeah.
We might not have gotten that application then.
Yeah.
Who applied on Friday?
Chris Gott. He was the other one that he said, he told me by email that he did apply through your...
Through the website?
Through the website, yes.
Okay.
And he was, and Shannon was...
And he's also a citizen representative
right.
on the board.
So
we have two openings coming up January 1 of 18.
Correct.
Okay.
It's on the web all the time, but other than that, is there any type of advertising letting citizens know?
We have not, no.
Okay.
And same thing with Chris. I mean, I know his background and experiences with fire and dealing with those. But anyways, I don't have a problem with him on the board. I just didn't know if we wanted to open up to... I feel like we should let other people know about it, so if we can get more applications, it's always good. But that's up to these two.
It's completely up to you. It's your advisory board, so that would be your call.
Then due to the fact you say the other gentleman has applied and will be probably coming up the next week, it would probably be appropriate to just
table
advertise
it
out for the week, and then
that's fine.
It would be open for that week, and we could make both appointments the following.
So if any of the media that's listening could put out something for us, just, you know, saying there's a position or two positions available for the 911 advisory board, that'd be good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is tabled. We want to address the park board. We have two applicants.
Did we not?
We have one, Chad. And now we've got the two, which is open. And
Mr. Tate and Mr. Hillier.
And I had announced that we needed more applicants. We, as of Thursday, we had not gotten any. And actually, I think these two came in when? Friday, Mike?
Yeah.
I talked to a gentleman and said he might later be interested.
So the other last week we had three openings coming up.
Yes.
We only filled one. Okay. So same thing here. You said you had somebody that was wanting to do it, but maybe later, not right now.
Uh huh. He said in the future might be something to look at. But these need to be appointed. They're up December 31st of this year, and they have to make a. Now they have to, ahead of time, present their projects and stuff to the Corps, and it takes a while to get approval on those projects, so the board members need to be in place so that they're in all agreement what they will present to the Corps. They present it to the Commission, but that has to go before the Corps, too. I encourage the citizens, whenever they talk to me, that the applicant is available on the web and that they can fill it out any time and we can have it on file.
Right.
So if every position comes open.
It was Olin Tate and who else?
Clint Hillier.
Clint Hillier.
Clint Hillier, yeah.
I'd like to make the motion to reappoint Olin Tate and Clint Hillier to the Park Board. Their effective term will be January 1st, 2018 and end December 31st, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I didn't realize it was just a 2-year term.
3-year term, isn't it?
18. Since it ends.
From the first of 18 to the end of 20. It's all of 18, all
Thank
of 19,
you.
All
Thank
of 20.
You. Thank you for doing the math for me.
3 years.
It throws you off because of the 18 to 20.
Yeah, tough.
CentOS Facility Solutions Agreement. number 17-133, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated November 27th, 2017, from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed agreement with Cintas Corporation for supply and servicing of Road and Bridge uniforms and approve it to form.
Is this a renewal?
No, we're going using U.S. communities on this, partnering with the...
Do what now?
U.S. communities. Rather than bid it out,
okay, so it's a... Okay.
This is agreement.
Was their terms the same, or did they raise the rates?
I think it's like...
It went down a little.
Letter, we had them priced out per piece per item.
Does this, with the Road and Bridge boot allowance program or whatever we do?
It's included. The boots are included in there, as mentioned in there.
But do we have to use...
Employee does not have to purchase boots.
But do we have to, if we want to, if the county decides to purchase the boots through a different avenue, are we required to strictly use them for boots, or can we still do the...
We can
still allow them to buy them, show us the receipt, prove that they're up to what we need, and then we can reimburse them that way.
Right, we have several employees that...
We're getting a lot of complaints on the Cintas boots.
Satisfy them on the boots.
Okay. Did you hear me, Rain? I'm just getting a lot of complaints on the employees' boots from Cintas.
From Cintas?
Well, from the employees about the boots that are supplied.
They know the requirements. It has to be like steel toe and so forth. The employees do. If they purchase a, they can purchase a boot otherwise.
Well, we have to.
We
need to change. Yeah, we've done that in the past, and recently we haven't. So we need to. I just want to make sure that this contract allows us to change that aspect of it in the future. So that doesn't, we're good to.
Also, the agreement cites that the weekly invoice will be reduced from, it was $699.06, will be reduced down to $516.82. So that's quite a savings.
So if they purchase it from someone else, they know what they have to bring you at the time they purchase it to
they
prove that it meets
your. The problem with that was sent to us. A variety, but a lot of times they have to order, and when they get it, a lot of times they don't fit. It's easier if they see the boot to try it on, use it, fits, have sent back, and we haven't really had to do that.
So now, on your question, yes, if they bring the receipt showing it's a safety work boot, yes.
I think it's always better to try a shoe on.
Move to approve the Cintas Facility Solutions Agreement by and between Taney County and Cintas.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Bid recommendations for... Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, bid recommendation for county road signs.
Let the record show that was Randy Hayes scratching the microphone.
This is in reference to bid number 201710-386 for county road signs that Road and Bridge had requested this to be put out for bid. Actually, the contract extension that we had with our current provider had run its course. Our previous bid processes for this need involved a one-time only purchase and with a total